My grandfather, who was Helen's father, he was not a nice man, and he was not a successful man. Met a Fifi, my grandmother's family, in Worcester, Mass. A Fifi, our grandmother, was 13 when they met. Joseph was 28. He impregnated her at the age of 13. The fact that she was pregnant was the reason that her parents let her marry him. He was the wrong religion, he was the wrong age, he had impregnated her, and he had no money. His first five kids were born in five states, never settled down, never could rest, never could be successful. And they finally lived in Brooklyn.
He used to love to buy the groceries, so he would hire a taxi to go there to buy a case of mangoes, a case of this, a case of that. And my mother said that he used to go home, the taxi would cost him five times the amount of whatever food that he bought, but he was saving money because he was buying by the case.
Right.
And no one could convince him that he was not saving money.
Right.
That
Helen dropped out of high school to support the family. And this was during the period where he was ostensibly successful. Poor woman, or girl at the time, your mother, had to drop out of high school, take a job, learn how to make patterns, do all of those things that she did, because her father couldn't keep them going. So she was incredible.
They were sent, the two of them, as a team to China.
I kind of assume so.
To run this factory, yes.
Yeah. Pretty good life over there. You know, they had servants, country club, this and that. The park across the street. It was a good life over there, basically. I mean, they worked, but they had a good life, you know.
Japan invaded Manchuria, which was part of China. But we were within this international zone, which is being like on the high seas. Nobody had jurisdiction over us except the French, British, and American courts.
But then they knew the Japanese were coming. No.
Well, no. Yes, America knew that because we were told to get out of China, that the Japanese war with Japan was imminent. Yeah. And the word was used, imminent. Mom packed a suitcase and took two little kids, and they took a Coast Guard cutter. We had to go out into international waters. The Swedish ship picked us up outside the 12-mile barrier and got us as far as the Philippines. And they turned around and went back and got more refugees. So we were just being dumped out of China as fast as they could dump.
Well, they had stayed to wind up the household. He said, I'll come last. And I thought he was supposed to come with a contingent of Marines that were there, and they never got out. And he ended up in a concentration camp. And then he got released in late 43, and ended up in New York in December 1943.
She did not recognize him. He had lost 100 pounds. So she walked right by him on the waterfront, and she was with my father's sister, who stopped her and said, Helen, that's David. And she said, no, it's not. And he had pure white hair. She left him a year and a half earlier, or 2 years earlier, dark-haired, and lost 100 pounds. So she did not recognize him at all. In the hotel, sitting in the hotel on a little hassock. Now, mind you, I'm 3 years old, okay? And I remember a man walking into the room, and somebody said, that's your daddy. Did not appreciate, at least I didn't until this project started, on how much she actually accomplished and did. I mean, she was just your mom, right? Your mom did that, so it was just your mom, you know.
Between sewing and cooking, she was very accomplished.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she did a lot civically.
Very involved in the town. Veterans would come to our house because they needed help. She was a Red Cross person. She was involved with the garden club.
She was a huge garden, a monster.
Yeah.
And I don't know when she had time to take care of that.
I don't know.
Our mother was a very independently minded person for that era. She liked being in charge of herself and not having somebody else direct her. I don't think she cared what other people thought. Oh, no, I'm very serious. Do you? Yeah. I don't. Yeah. Even when we were adults and she was getting on in years, she didn't care. She never dropped her maiden name. Always Helen Jacobs Malhamy. Always kept her maiden name. She traveled to Europe alone, a single woman.
Yeah.
Now, that's not kind of accepted in the early 20s. You went with somebody, a single woman going to Europe on a boat alone.
She went for the fashion shows, ended up with a lot of contacts, you know, manufacturers of lace and stuff like that, through the shows.
So Helen was, in my view, a huge hero. Just a hero. She put my father through school. She put Uncle Teddy through school. And so did Evelyn. I mean, it wasn't just Helen.
Because
when Helen left, Evelyn took over. And
Evelyn was the party girl in the family. She was a party girl.
She loved to have a good time.
Oh, absolutely. And they would play golf. We have pictures of her playing golf. Uh-huh. Every weekend she would come up and they would play golf. Mm-hmm. My mother was a very dominating person. And I think Evelyn got a little bit lost in her shadow. They did not become this wonderful sisterly thing. Not at all. And I think it was jealousy on both parts.
So these two women, you know, kept the family fed and clothed for many, many years.
She says that every Sunday night, I remember, they would literally roll up the carpets and dance. That I do remember her saying, literally roll up the carpets and they would dance, and all the friends from the neighborhood would come in and they would dance at their house. Grandmother used to make a big Arabic dinner for Sunday, and when they finished the dinner, that they would all dance, and I think my mother would help. She started her cooking that way.
She was a tremendous cook. I just loved all the food she had.
Yeah, she used to make that. It was very elaborate, and that was a signature dish that she was known for. And it was a lot of work.
All my friends, when they stayed over, Mom used to make, Mary Ann still used to make it, a sheet chocolate cake.
From Marie Emerson, Mary Ann, you did make it.
Pure chocolate on top of it.
Fudge
chocolate cake.
I mean,
it was yummy, and she made it all the time. Oh, she was always in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And my friends in high school used to love to stay over at our house. Six bodies in the morning or nothing.
That was nothing.
She'd feed them all, no problem at all. But she was in the kitchen a lot. The Lebanese food was always...
front
love
center.
It. Yeah. And she loved to get the family. Every time there was a little bit of get-together, it was always with Aunt Helen. Mom was, I don't know, the central of a lot of things.
Because she was
all her brothers and sisters always loved to come and visit her. Uncle Joe always loved to come to Milford Cobb. Her brother Teddy, you know, loved to come down here all the time. So they loved to come to Aunt Helen's place.
She also helped make all the clothes that they wore. She helped her mother sew the things. So she was used to using a needle and thread since the time of being very young. And she also made her own wedding dress. hand batiked her own wedding dress. Doing batik was very complicated, and she did it. When her father died and she had to do something to support all these five younger siblings, she needed some direction, something professional, rather than sewing for the neighborhood ladies. She went to the Y and she took a course in pattern making. And that's what I think was the impetus. That very first course she took saved her entire life.
In 1946, started Malamy Sewing Company. Dad and Mom both had friends in the textile industry, and they would send us bolts of material and would lay them out and cut them and make sarongs and stuff, tablecloths and napkins and stuff like that. Malamy and Company, which is my dad's family's, they sold religious articles. Dad's family in this religious business said, hey, there's an opening, we think, for religious garments. And Aunt Helen, you can design them, you can sew them, and I'll sew them for you. It became Malamy Vestment Company. She designed everything. Taught the sewers how to sew them, made the patterns, and everything else. She used to like to sit down and just sketch things.
Yeah.
Just, you know, as you're talking. Then we start with two garments, then another one, and they just kept making more and more. I think she really enjoyed it.
I do too. Yeah. I think she loved doing what she was doing. Yeah.